And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, what's up? That is the $700 billion question. Monday, the House defeated the president's mega bailout plan for the financial crisis, triggering the biggest one-day Dow point drop in history. And after Monday's House vote, we talked to two congressmen, Gregory Meeks of New York, he supported the bailout, and Robert or Bobby Scott of Virginia, who voted against it. Now, listeners can find Scott's official statement also on our website. Well, we heard from blogger Ray, who agreed with Scott's initial vote on the bailout plan, but let's listen to Ray make his case.
Consider this. If you are holding these assets and can possibly get 20 to 40 cents on the dollar, but the Treasury Secretary is whispering to you that a bailout is coming, and that you can possibly get 80 cents, would you sell? No, you would wait. That is why things are frozen. You want to unfreeze the market? Tell them no bailout. Then the market will drop, no doubt. People will start to dump the toxic loans. Lots will go bankrupt, and then the government can come in and play its role in bankruptcy court.
Thank you, Ray. Of course, we need to mention that the House is scheduled to vote again today. We'll tell you what happened. Lee, don't want to get too personal, but were you spanked as a child?
Yes, I was. And I think I turned out okay, except for when I'm not okay.
Well, have to sort that out, won't we? Well, we took up the subject of spanking and the line between discipline and child abuse in this week's Mocha Moms. Here's a clip.
The first thing you have to have, and if somebody's going to spank a child, is you have to love that child. You have to love that kid a lot in order for this to even be an effective measure. I've got five boys, and four of them have had at least one spanking.
That was Mocha Moms co-founder Jolene Ivey, a Mocha Moms regular. She mentioned that she has spanked on occasion. On our website, this is still generating quite a bit of discussion on both sides of the argument. And I have to say, I was a little surprised. I mean, I was gratified because I was hoping that people would weigh in, but the reaction was immediate, and it's still going on. Like, here's blogger Adriana.
I was spanked as a child, and I've made the conscious decision not to use spanking or corporal punishment with my own son. My father is Mexican-American, and my mother is Mexican and Puerto Rican-American. And my mother has said in retrospect, that is just what we did. That's what we grew up knowing what to do. So I found this show particularly interesting, especially with a variety of guests and opinions on the topic.
Thanks, Adriana. Michelle, you're right. There's a lot of opinion on that, and the comments are still coming in. Finally, this week, we talked about a study that many could find troubling. According to a survey conducted by Yahoo News and the Associated Press, 40% of whites hold some negative feelings against blacks. Now, this poll comes just weeks before a historic presidential election with a black candidate in a close race for the White House, and some of our listeners want to hear more about how to understand and overcome differences across racial lines. Now, Michelle, we received an interesting note from Amanda, who is white. She writes, can you offer more interviews of people who've changed their opinions and why?
Thank you, Amanda. You know, that is an interesting question. It's certainly something we're going to give some thought to. And remember, with Tell Me More, the thinking and the conversation never ends. You can catch up on all of our coverage and tell us more about what's happening in your world by calling our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522, or you can go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.